The adult class this evening, we had an interesting discussion on the statement in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 22. Jesus has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him, indicating that Jesus returned to that from whence he came. Before his first advent on earth, he came, he was at the right hand of the Father. In John 1, we are told that he was with God and he was God. And then he came to this earth, and then after his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead, we are told that he ascended out of their sight, returning back to that same place, the right hand of the Father. And as such, we are told that God has highly exalted him. Well, the passage that we alluded to, a couple of passages we alluded to in that regard, inclusive not only of 1 Peter 3:22, but also in Acts the second chapter and Philippians chapter 2. But there's another passage that I wanted to read by way of invitation this evening in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, again, this is an indication of the position that Jesus Christ holds as the Son of God. We're told in verse 1 that God at various times and in different ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. So there is a contrast that is given concerning other spokespersons. Do you remember on the Mount when Jesus was transfigured, and there with him was Elijah, who was a preeminent apostle that was well respected by Jews, as well as Moses, who was the great lawgiver? And you'll remember Peter's statement as they considered Moses and Elijah. Of course, this was a supernatural happening there with a transfigured Jesus, and they considered or contemplated building altars for the three. But when that was suggested, Moses and Elijah disappeared, and God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him," indicating again the superior nature of the Christ, even compared to Elijah and Moses, and the fact that he was the chosen one of God in these last days to speak on behalf of the Father. Now notice how he's described in the latter part of verse 2 and going down into verse 3. He has appointed him to be heir of all things. It is through him that he made the worlds. He is the brightness of God's glory. He is the express image of God's person. He upholds all things by the word of his power. And when he, having reference to Jesus, had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become better than the angels. And he has obtained a more excellent name by inheritance, a more excellent name than they. So there we have again an indication of the exalted nature of the Christ in his present state. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He is our Messiah. And he is our God. And he is worthy of worship. He will be our judge. He is the one who has been given all authority in heaven and on earth. And whatever he commands, that is what we must obey. Now, we made the application of that because in the context of 1 Peter chapter 3, as it talks about the exalted Christ, it was in reference to our answering the command to be baptized with a good conscience. That command to be baptized is given by our Lord. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be condemned. We need to acknowledge that's something that Christ requires of us. And because of who he is, we should respond in good conscience to that command by being obedient to it. And so we're going to call upon anyone who is here this evening who has a need to respond to the gospel call to turn away from your sins, because that's what Jesus requires. To confess Jesus before men, because he requires that as well. And be baptized to have your sins washed away, because that's what Jesus told you to do. And if you're one who believes in Christ and has not yet done that, you need to take advantage of this opportunity to do so this evening. We offer that invitation to you. If there is anyone here who needs to respond to that call, we call upon you to come now while together we stand, while we sing.